Good morning, 7:41 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for Legislative Update. And joining us, we have State Senator Virgil Peck in studio. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing just great. What happened to that minus 69 degrees? It didn't last very long this morning.
No, never does. Never does.
No, okay.
It's always a transition one. We never kind of stay there. We always zoom past it. So
yeah.
We got to say it while we can.
That's right. Great morning to be alive. But we are past the summer solstice, so we are now officially into summer. And the days are pretty long. You can get a lot of work done if you can stand the heat.
You can, absolutely. So, it's been now a week since all the excitement happened with these letters and everything that have been sent out. I know you received one. I know Ron Bryce received one. We've now got 100 and counting, it seems like. And now some reports of packages and that sort of thing. So what's the latest that you can share? I know the KBI and FBI have been, it's now kind of in their hands. The FBI's taken over all this.
They have. Yeah, it's one of those things. There's some things we can't talk about because it's an ongoing investigation, of course. But, yeah, it's gone beyond the borders of Kansas, and so that means the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, is the leading agency. It was the KBI while it was in Kansas, even though the FBI was involved. But, yep, a week ago, Representative Ron Bryce was on the air, visited with you. And then after that, he went to get his mail at the Coffeyville Post Office, and I'll let Ron tell his story next week, but he opened his letter in the post office and kind of shut the post office down for a while. I got my mail at my post office in Havana, and I was headed out of town on business, so I opened my mail in my automobile. There was a letter from, it looked like a constituent. The address was a Havana address. Didn't know the name, but I don't know the names of every constituents. Open it, and there was a letter with all kinds of font and capital letters, lowercase letters, and so forth, with some language. It was like, well, this is not very appropriate, kind of insulting. And then there was another paragraph with some foreign languages, a whole bunch of foreign languages in it. When I pulled the letter out, there was a folded-up piece of paper in there, and I thought, I wonder why they sent me a refrigerator magnet. Well, when I opened up the quote refrigerator magnet, it was not a refrigerator magnet. It was a white powder. And I immediately closed it, put everything back in the envelope. And since I was headed south and Caney's the closest law enforcement to me, I just stopped by the Caney PD, said, hey, I've got a letter here that you might want to take possession of. Might want to put on some rubber gloves because it's got a white powder in it. Well, they did take precautions. And as a matter of fact, they grabbed a plastic evidence bag, had me just drop it in there. And then that shut down the Caney City Hall for a while because of the not knowing what we were dealing with. But it was an interesting experience. And then Representative Doug Blex, because he gets his mail rural, he found out about it. And so they had the KBI and Hazmat and everyone at his house. And again, I'll let him tell his story. But he's got some interesting things to tell. And James, all across the state of Kansas, I have visited with several legislators and all kinds of interesting stories. However, even though with all the interesting stories, it's still upsetting and frustrating that you can't have discourse in the United States apparently right now without the extremist trying to do things that could cause harm. In this case, the results of the testing, the KBI said that the powder was not any, quote, common biological agents of concern, close quote. So mine smelled like flour, but I've heard that wheat flour, I've heard there's rice flour, baby powder, various other things. I don't know for certain, but the good news is no one was harmed. The bad news is it causes great concern, and then when it reaches beyond the borders of the state of Kansas, that's even more concerning. It went to some Supreme Court justices and some others. It did not only go to legislators in the state of Kansas, but also went to our Attorney General, for example, the state chairman of the Republican Party. James, interestingly, have not heard of any Democrats that got a letter. So whoever it is apparently extreme liberal. Now, the names on them, I won't get into that, but they all so far have fallen into one category when a search has been done to find out the names. The addresses were always local. It was interesting The address for Representative Bryce was here in Coffeyville, and mine was Havana. But each legislator, their return address was local, the same town. And my letter, the return address, was Lone Cherry Southern Baptist Church. I know Lone Cherry Southern Baptist Church did not send it to me. Someone invested a lot of time doing a search to come up with addresses of places of faith, churches, for return addresses.
Now, how about the postmarks? I mean, because I've heard that some were mailed from, you know, different, they had different postmarks on them from where they were mailed from.
The postmark on mine was Wichita. However, something mailed here in Coffeyville or in Montgomery County goes to Wichita, frequently doesn't even have a postmark anymore of the local city in which you drop the mail off at. But it was postmarked Wichita, because I noticed that after putting it together, because I had a few miles drive to Caney and kind of looking at it, not wanting to spend time touching it. And of course, when I dropped off the letter, then immediately went and washed up as best I could. It was interesting. The Sheriff's Department showed up, and we talked to each other through the window on the side of the building. They didn't want to come in, and I got that. We had to take all kinds of precautions. But it was, again, frustrating, disgusting, but again, good news. Nobody was injured. It's just a shame that we have fallen to that level in the United States when it comes to disagreement.
Sure. Well, we'll continue to get updates, I'm sure, of the FBI and that sort of thing as anything else to release. But it is, like you said, it is unfortunate that someone decided to do that. Because, I mean, just think about all the resources that ties up. If there was another, you know, emergency or someone needed help, you know, that's another aspect of this, too.
You're exactly right. We will learn what kind of resources were expended during that time. Because when you have hazmat, you have one legislator, well, actually more than one, but legislators have told me that the KBI brought in a bomb squad as well, and some of these were in the middle of the night. Some of the stories, you have to kind of smile because of the reaction of the neighbors. You can imagine if your neighbor, a legislator, all of a sudden their home is surrounded by many law enforcement vehicles. You've got a bomb squad and so forth out there. And so we shall see. But then the concern is, we got to be vigilant now because there wasn't a problem this time, but what about a setup? What about in the future, letting our guard down and not being really cautious with certain types of mail? And it's frustrating because a lot of us legislators, when we receive an envelope in the mail from a constituent, doesn't happen real often in today's world because there's email and phone calls, but it's kind of nice because it's usually an older person that's going to write to us. But we'll deal with it going forward, but there will be continued reports, I'm sure. And I trust and hope that KBI, FBI will discover exactly who's behind all this.
Sure. Well, I know they got some good people on it. So what else do you want to share with the listeners here this morning?
Well, as it relates to taxes, I talked about taxes a lot. Of course, I'm vice chair of the Senate Tax Committee, and I understand numbers, and it's been a frustrating year in Kansas as it relates to taxes. Legislature passed some good tax reform legislation. Our governor vetoed it. Then we had some games played by the guy who ran as an independent for governor and another Republican senator, and we were unable to override the veto. But I read a Wall Street Journal editorial, more than half of the states since 2021, which is only 2 years ago, have reduced their income tax rates. Not Kansas. We tried, but we did not. However, there was a story also, Nebraska, which is a neighbor of Kansas, is the most recent state to do something as it relates to income taxes. They reduced their individual income taxes, James, from 6.64% down to, over a three-year period, of 3.99, so it's going to be under 4% in Nebraska. They had two tax brackets, 6.6 and 5.01%, going down to under 4%. They also reduced their corporate income tax from 7.25% down to just under 4 at 3.99. They had a massive tax plan, kind of like we did, only theirs was a lot larger. They had $1.7 billion in property tax relief. $1.7 billion in property tax relief, something I would like to see us do some things in Kansas because property taxes are something that are a real problem. They had as a part of their legislation, $15 million in refundable income tax credits for child care expenses. The reason I bring this up, I thought I might just park here a little bit on tax credits and refundable tax credits. A tax credit is something that, for easy figuring, let's say you owe the state $500 in state income taxes. You have, in this case, we're talking child care expenses, you have child care expenses of $700 during the year. Well, a tax credit says you don't have to pay your $500 income tax because you've spent more than that on child care. However, when it's made refundable, and I'm not a fan of refundable tax credits, when it's a refundable tax credit, that in this case that I mentioned, that person would receive $200 in a refund from the state. So when you put this together, they had $500 income tax liability, $700 of tax credits. So they got $200 refund, which means, James, and this is the reason I'm not a fan, they got $200 refund of some other taxpayer's money.
Sure.
So some taxpayer who had to pay in and pay in because they owed more than they had any credits for, that money went to the person in a refundable.
Yeah.
We have in Kansas some refundable tax credits, and that's something that really bugs me, particularly the Apex plan that we passed. I voted no for it. This is the major EV, electric vehicle battery manufacturing plant up north. We gave them some refundable tax credits, which means we're taking the taxes that James Copeland pays and giving them to this multi-billion-dollar corporation. Does not set well with me. I don't think we should be handling tax dollars that way. A tax credit, I understand that. But refundable, particularly to a mega billion-dollar corporation, I just don't think that's a good idea. But again, I brought this up because Nebraska's got a refundable tax credit for their child care expenses. So we will continue, I can assure you, we're going to continue to work on tax cuts. We will be meeting during the interim. I'm a part of the Special Committee on Taxation. We'll have a lot of discussion about taxes. One discussion I found interesting, I received an email from the executive director of the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board, which doesn't mean anything to anybody.
You're right. Well, Streamlined.
Yeah. Kansas is a member of a Streamlined Sales Tax Agreement. It's designed back in the day. It was important for states to collect taxes from citizens of other states, sales taxable items, particularly purchases made online. Mm-hmm. And then the states would send that money to the other state. So Kansas was a part of that because we were receiving a fairly significant amount of sales tax that other states were collecting on taxable items from Kansas citizens because that money was spent out of state. Well, in any event, during our just ended session this year, we had a back-to-school sales tax holiday legislation. The governor was on board with it. I had been leading on this for years back to 2006. Back before you were born, just about. But
I was around.
Oh, you were around. Okay.
Eating Happy Meals, at least.
But I mentioned because the Streamlined Sales Tax Agreement has definitions that member states must follow, I said we've got some definitions in here that are in no way related to back to school, and one was a wedding dress. Well, if you're buying a wedding dress to go back to school, well, I could comment on that, but I won't. Diapers, baby diapers, and rubber pants are part of the definition. Anyway, so I complained in an open session to this director, executive director, because he was there testifying on the bill. I said, we've got some definitions in here that are wrong. What if Kansas does not meet the definitions that the Streamlined Sales Tax Initiative has put out? He said, well, you'd be out of compliance and your membership would be subject to revocation. I thought, well, that's pretty harsh, and help me understand why, and we went into it. But anyway, he sent an email, said that he has asked the governing board to look at the definition, and he understands that some of these definitions may not be. So that was a long, drawn-out talk about just one little thing. But my point is, sometimes one person making some comments, raising an issue can get the attention and get some things changed.
Sure. Well, also speaking about, you know, price increases and that sort of thing, I know that the cost is, the Board of Regents, I guess, approved increasing tuition, right?
Yep, they did. Not really a subject that's pleasant for me to talk about, James, but the Kansas Board of Regents, which are appointed by the governor, and so they've got Regents members who have been appointed by various governors, but they are only generally there about 4 years, and they have to be reappointed or someone else is. But the Kansas Board of Regents approved a 5% increase in tuition rates. And I guess I understand that. Fort Hays, that's an average of 5%. Fort Hays is 7%, for example. And I know that the tuition rates may need to increase, particularly when we have inflationary times, thanks to President Biden's policies. That was a little commentary there from my part. But in any event, the thing that frustrates me most about this, though, they approved this tuition increase one day. The very next day, they approved significant pay raises to university presidents. James, these poor university presidents, for example, Kansas State University president got over a 10% pay increase. That poor person's only making $565,000 a year. I hope they can survive on that income because That's got to be tight.
Well, you know, they do they have the mansion to upkeep. They do have the president's mansion.
No, I was of course tongue in cheek
as a K-State alma mater myself. So
well, and then there are so many other benefits: automobile benefits, vehicle expenses, and then housing allowance, and on and on and on. And this is just the president. The president's and I realize I got a big job, but is it worth $500,000? Plus there are our vice presidents. For example, KU, the president, only earns $655,000. That's the president. And then there is also a chancellor who earns close to the same. There's a vice president. There's provost. And on and on. So the amount of money that is spent in administration at the colleges could help to keep tuition costs down. And we heard in a workforce development committee last year that the enrollment at our universities is going down, is declining. I think there's a couple of reasons. One is cost, of course. I think the other has to do with what they're teaching. They've kind of gone to a woke agenda, and a lot of us are not fans of the woke liberal agenda. But that's something that the Board of Regents, unelected, semi-unaccountable, can make decisions that affect all of us.
All right.
And so there's much more to talk about, but we're probably close to out of time.
There's never enough time.
There's never enough time. Yeah, but there is. I'll be back the second week in July and look forward to visiting with you and the listeners at that time.
Absolutely. Looking forward to having you on again soon. State Senator Virgil Peck, thanks so much for coming in.
I appreciate the opportunity.
And we'll be back here with more. We have Ask the Expert segment on the way on KGGF.